Good afternoon. I'm going to talk about the delinquent behavior of youths at school and the initiation of their drug use. In 2009, 21.1% of youths aged 12 to 17 reported that in the past year they had gotten into a serious fight at school. This rate is similar to the rates in 2008 and also in 2002. About 14.7% of youths aged 12 to 17 used alcohol in the past, compared to 8.9% used cigarettes, and also 7.3% used marijuana. And you can see the graph. Here is a trend, though it looks like the trend is going down, but you can see between 2008 and 2009, the trend is actually going up, especially for marijuana and alcohol. In 2009, approximately one in eight youths aged 12 to 17, about 12%, reported that they had participated in drug, tobacco, or alcohol prevention programs outside the school in the past year, only 12%. It is perceived that youths who had engaged in fighting or other delinquent behavior in school are more likely than other youths to have used illicit drugs. It is also perceived that youths who had participated in drug prevention programs are less likely than others to have used illicit drugs. What we don't know is that what happens in terms of initiation of TOD use if a youth who had engaged in fighting at school and had participated in drug prevention program. The objective of my study is to examine the relationship between youth's delinquent behavior at school and drug prevention program participation with youth's past month initiation of drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, smoking cigarette. The data is from NSDUH 2009, and a total of 55,772 interviews were completed for adults 12 and older. We have excluded those who are 17 years or older, and also we have excluded those who ever drank alcohol or ever smoked cigarette or ever used marijuana in the past month. As a result, I have come up with the sample size 11,139. For my research, the dependent variable I used, drinking alcohol, smoking a cigarette, and smoking marijuana in past month initiation of use. The definition for the initiation I used, like past month initiation of drinking alcohol, smoking cigarette, and marijuana use, are defined as youths who never drank alcohol but initiated drinking alcohol in past month, never smoked cigarette but initiated smoking cigarette in past month, and never used marijuana but initiated using marijuana in past month. My independent variables, like youth's delinquent behavior, youth involved in serious fight at school, the data were like never, and one or two times, and three or more times. And I have these are my confounder, and gender, age, race, family structure, and family income. And I also have two predictive factors, youth's social involvement activity score in past 12 months, and youth's drug prevention program participation score. I use factor analysis for constructing a score for the youth's social involvement activities and youth's drug prevention program. Factor scores, which are standardized Z-scores with mean 0 and variance 1, and they are grouped into three ordinal categories using three quintiles, and I use low, medium, and high score for both the social youth's social involvement and youth's drug prevention program participation. These are the variables that we use for constructing youth participation in drug prevention programs. You can see pregnancy, STD prevention program, program to help substance abuse, drug prevention program, violence prevention program participation, and problem solving and self-esteem. And you can notice here that the participation is very low, especially like pregnancy or STD prevention program and program to help substance abuse. This is past year youth social activities involvement indicators, number of youth other activities, number of faith-based activities, number of community-based activities, and number of school-based activities. There is also like number of school-based activities. You can see 17% only said none, but when you go to the number of other activities, about half, they said they did not take part in any of the other activities. My analytical model. Since past month, initiation of drinking alcohol, smoking cigarette, and using marijuana is a dichotomous. It's coded as 0 for non-initiator and 1 for initiator. Several weighted multiple logistic regression models are estimated, including models with interactions. And from here you can see that about 12.9% initiated alcohol, 6.6% initiated cigarette, and 5.9% initiated marijuana among years 12 to 17. Youth involved in a fight in the school, you can see that 83% said they never involved in fighting, but about 17% reported they are involved in the fighting. Gender is evenly distributed, it is this sample, and age is also evenly distributed. And you can see about 59% of our sample are whites, and 15% blacks, and 17.8% are Hispanics. Family structure, you can see both parent present in household is 74%, either parent in household is 23%. Now let me share with you some bivalent relationship that I used initiation of past month, alcohol, cigarette, marijuana, and my other predictor variables in the analysis. And you can see involved in serious fighting at a school, all are significant with the alcohol, cigarette, and marijuana initiation. Youth drug prevention program also significant, and also you can see gender is not significant, and family income was not also significant. When I use multivariate analysis, and you can see the multivariate analysis findings here, these are the adjusted odds ratio for relationship between youth serious fighting at a school and their initiation of alcohol, smoking, and marijuana. The 1-star indicates 95% significant, 2-star indicates 99%, and 3-star indicates 99.9% significant. And you can see that my reference category is never involved in fighting. So when they have 1 or 2 times fighting, they are 3 times more likely to initiate alcohol use, similar to 3.49 for cigarette and 3.35 marijuana for initiation. And if they are involved in more fights, you can see the odds ratio goes up. And they are all significant. For the social activities, you can see with that initiation of alcohol, cigarette, and marijuana, the odds ratio is going down, which indicates that if they are involved in social activities, the odds of initiating alcohol is about 0.71, which indicates that they are 29% less likely to initiate alcohol. They are 65% less likely to initiate cigarette. They are 49% less likely to initiate marijuana if they are involved in social activities at a high level. For drug prevention program participation, and we can see here that they're also significant, but not all of them. Here, when they have a medium level of drug prevention program participation, alcohol initiation is about 35% less likely they're going to initiate alcohol. They're going to initiate cigarette smoking is about 31% less likely. For marijuana, it is about 49% less likely. I also tested the interaction model. interaction between youth's involvement in fighting at school and youth's drug prevention program participation. Those are used as for predicting the initiation of alcohol, cigarette, and marijuana use in the past month. However, I did not find the interaction significant for the marijuana and cigarette, but I found interaction effect was significant for initiation of alcohol. And you can see that this is my ORS ratio reference category, which is low prevention program participation, and this is low level fighting, low level prevention prevention program participation, and this one is high level fighting and high level prevention program participation. And we can see this is significant, which says that if a youth is involved in fighting, higher level fighting, like more frequent fighting, then he's going to be less likely to use marijuana, even if he has gone through a high level of prevention program participation. So as summary, results suggest that youths aged 12 to 17 who got involved in a serious fight at school are more likely to have initiated alcohol, cigarette, and marijuana use in the past month. Youths who are involved in social activities in past year are less likely to have initiated alcohol, cigarettes, and marijuana use in the past month. Youths who have participated in drug prevention programs are less likely to have initiated alcohol, cigarettes, and marijuana use in the past month. Interaction results suggest that youths who participated in many drug prevention programs are involved in frequent fighting at school are less likely to initiate drinking alcohol. As a conclusion, these findings suggest that drug prevention program in the community needs to be enhanced. Youths aged 12 to 17 should take part in all drug prevention programs. Current participation is about 12%, which may reduce the initiation of alcohol use, ultimately will reduce the initiation of cigarette and marijuana use. Thank you.